You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is the story of Gretchen's sister, Rachel, who I enjoy following along with her dating stories because she's a, let's just say she's 40.
Okay. She's 40. There, we said it.
Funny how old she is.
40-ish.
Anyway, 40-ish. She's single. She's out in the dating world. And she does a lot of meeting new guys online and meeting up for coffee or dinner or lunch or something like that. And then coming back and telling her sister Gretchen, no, that one's not going to work. I think I'll try again. Anyway, her stories are always entertaining. But this one I really liked. She's out to dinner this past weekend. First dinner with a guy. I think they had met for coffee. And so now they were going to follow it up with a second date and go to dinner. And they went to a pretty nice restaurant that serves steak and seafood.
Ooh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Romantic.
Yeah. And when they sat down, they started with like a cocktail or a glass of wine. And I think they might have even had an appetizer to start off with, Jer. But then came time to order the entree. And this guy, gentleman, he let her order first. She did. When it was his turn, he ordered steak rare. But not the rare you're thinking of. He asked them to bring out a raw steak.
No. Like bright red, cold, slap it down. Raw meat.
Yeah.
What?
Kind of like, and I know people are familiar with like steak tartare, but this like is going above and beyond. And Rachel sat there and first of all, she couldn't believe what she was hearing when he ordered it. And she didn't say much because she thought she might have just misunderstood. But when they brought out the entrees and it was a raw steak on the plate.
That's disgusting.
That's what she said.
No goodnight kiss for this guy.
And there wasn't. I mean, that was the end of the date. She
Who
was like,
orders that?
She says, I cannot go out with or spend time with somebody who eats raw meat like that. She goes, that's grossed her out.
What kind of restaurant serves that? I feel like there should be some sort of waiver along with that because it's raw. You can get sick. You don't want to come back and sue the restaurant for anything because you ordered raw meat.
Yeah.
So she sat there and watched him eat it?
All I know is that this was a text string that she had with Gretchen. And Gretchen, she never texts me and tells me. It's always Gretchen who tells me about it. She's like, guess what Rachel did last night? Guess what happened at Rachel's date last night? And so this time she's telling me about the guy in the raw meat. And I said, listen, it's horrible, but at the same time, it's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it perfectly sets up a Dom and Jeremy segment on what food does your date / spouse eat that grosses you out?
Mm-hmm. It can be anything, I guess. A lot of times, I think it falls into like weird combinations where they combine two foods together and you're watching them eat and you're like, oh, dear God.
Right.
The one I can point to right now that I eat that Nicole just thinks is the most disgusting thing on the planet is those smoked oysters that come in the little flat cans.
Oh,
they got like the tab on it. You pop it like a soda and peel it back.
You eat those?
I love them, Dom. I love me some smoked oysters in the oil. Now you put them on the crackers and eat it, and then your breath smells like fish for the next week and a half. My mom knows that I love them so much that this Christmas, she gave me a stack of like six cans with like a bow on them. She's like, I know you love these. These were on sale for my little boy. Merry Christmas. So she gave me a stack of those.
Oh my God.
They're delicious. And the thing is, too, when I'm done with them and there's just that oil and stuff left in the can.
You don't drink it.
I tip it up.
Oh,
I tip one.
No.
Tip one to my homies.
I may not be able to do a show with you anymore.
And I make a show of that, too, you know, like Nicole.
I thought it was bad when I was a kid. I would watch my dad tear open those cans of sardines, you know, with all that gucky paste.
Yes. Or the mustard ones, the mustard sardines.
But he would just pull the sardines out and put them on a cracker and eat them. And I was like, Well, we want stories about the food that your date ate that absolutely grossed you out. Or maybe it's your spouse. Maybe you're together. And we've got to know what it is that turns your stomach. And there's a good chance that Jeremy will say, I eat that.
I'll eat it.
Andy wrote to us. He goes, on my first date with my wife, I watched her order asparagus as a side, and she asked if they could bring a side bowl with the water it was cooked in. She liked sipping that.
Oh, God.
He goes, I still married her.
What is her pee?
Am I understanding
like?
It correctly? So it's just
it's
a little
asparagus water.
Asparagus water that it comes in or something?
I guess it would be healthy. Maria wrote in on Facebook. She says, my husband likes to put dill pickle relish on his vanilla ice cream. Grosses me out. Why did I marry him?
Why?
Rachel says, my boyfriend sprinkles pepper on his apples. He swears it's the greatest. I got to try that.
I would try it. I would try it once.
Apples with a kick.
Here's right. Allie on the phone. Allie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good.
It's a great day. So what's the weird, gross food thing you watch?
So I think this one kind of is just on the line of being just a little bit too far. But my boyfriend, one of the things that I was shocked by when we started dating was how big Spam was a part of his life.
Spam.
It is eggs. He'll eat it. Yeah, Spam for dinner. It's just a big part of his diet.
I've never had a slice of Spam before.
Oh, my mom used to make it all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I've heard of Spam, like fried Spam sandwiches.
Fried up. Yeah, yeah. Spam sandwiches.
I haven't had it either, but I've been described as it's like a hot dog. I don't know. I don't know. Either way, it's still wrong.
It's not good for you, is it?
Let me ask you this. Where's he from? Because I think this might be a geographical thing. Where's he from?
Arvada, Colorado.
Oh, he's like born and raised?
Arvada?
Yeah, huh. I know.
Oh, okay. He just likes the taste and texture.
Yeah.
He puts in eggs.
Sodium.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I think of it as a southern thing. Maybe because my mom was from Lubbock, Texas, and she just thought it was.
Well, maybe he eats it with a southern accent while he's eating. This is delicious. Does he put it on anything else besides eggs?
I think he'll just eat it plain sometimes, too. Yeah.
Tell me that he does cook it, though. He cooks it, right?
Definitely cooks it.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just getting into pork in the can.
Allie, you need to break up with him immediately. Time to move on. Yeah, time to move on. Seriously.
Allie, thanks for calling and entertaining us. Have a fun day, okay?
Have a good one. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much. Here's Mike on the phone. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Mike.
So what's the story?
So I was the offending date, and it was the first date that I had with my wife, and I had raw oysters as an appetizer.
Well, why the hell did you do that?
My facial expression. I have no idea. I think it was the whole thing about virility and oysters and all of that. So I think that was probably it. But
really, were you doing the thing where you tipped it up and you slurped it down and then you were doing like the eyebrows, like
I don't think that's not a weird thing. I mean, people go to restaurants and order oysters. I mean, that's a
but it's a gross thing.
For first date, I don't think I would
like to have her sit there and watch him slurp down those disgusting things.
Well, we've been married 21 years, though.
I guess it worked for you, Mikey.
Mike, have a great day. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. And thanks for your calls. Thanks for your Facebook messages this morning.